You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Harrison Smith. This is American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. It is New Year's Eve, December 31st, the year 2020. I thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm going to do something a little bit different today. This is, of course, our new call-in show, all 3 hours, devoted to getting to as many of your calls as possible, and they have been really amazing. I tend to expect a lot from our callers, and they always exceed those expectations spectacularly, and I've been very, very happy with the results so far. But today, again, we're going to do something a little bit different. Since it is New Year's Eve, we're going to look back the year 2020 in retrospect. Of course, we'll cover today's news. There's breaking news, of course, all over the country and the world, and we'll be covering all of the biggest top stories you need to know. But for the callers, and sort of intermittently, I want to know, what was your favorite story of 2020? And no, that doesn't necessarily mean your favorite as in you actually liked what the story was talking about. Sometimes your favorite might be something like a story from Vice News saying, hey, maybe we should all put lithium in our water. That, I think that might be the headline of the year for me. Vice News, major publication advocating the chemical lobotomy of unwitting Americans by putting lithium in the water supply. Because I think it really illustrates where we are in this country and just how far we've descended into the depths. So I want to know, as you look back in 2020, what to you is the biggest story? What to you is the most emblematic or, you know, meaningful story? There it is from Vice News. Scientists say lithium should be added to drinking water to prevent suicides. Yeah, isn't that nice? So I want to know what you think the biggest stories are. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. Phone lines are open. 1-877-789-2539. I'll take your calls starting in the next segment. But for now, I want to go to this video. It's one you'll see a lot. It's Yuri Bezmenov. But this particular video is him telling us how to beat the ideological subversion. Usually you hear the sort of depressing story about how they've infiltrated and destroyed our culture. But this is a little pick-me-up from our good friend Yuri Bezmenov. Here it is.
The most difficult and at the same time the simplest answer to the subversion is to start it here and even before. By bringing back the society to religion, something that you cannot touch and eat and put on yourself, but something that rules society and makes it move and preserve it. All the sophisticated technology and computers will not prevent society from disintegrating and eventually dying out. Have you ever met a person who would sacrifice his life, freedom, for the truth like that? This is truth. But millions sacrifice their life, freedom, comfort, everything for things like God. Like Jesus Christ. It's an honor. Something which is not material moves society and helps it to survive. And the other way around. The moment we turn into 2 by 2 is 4 and make it a guiding principle of our life, our existence, we die. Even though this is true, and this we cannot prove. We only can feel and have faith in it. So the answer to ideological subversion, strangely enough, is very simple. You simply have to have faith and prevent subversion. In other words, not to be a victim of subversion. Don't strike like that. Strike with the power of your spirit and moral superiority. If you don't have that power, it's high time to develop it. And that's the only answer.
Thank you.
It's not too late, ladies and gentlemen, as we close out the year 2020. I have hope that glory awaits. We take your calls and read the news on the other side.
Great Reset is here. World government has openly been announced, and its plan is to bankrupt you and your family and to make you so poor you're forced onto a universal guaranteed income, forced inoculations, and you must pledge allegiance to the leftist globalist system. That's why it's important to pray to God, be politically active, and get prepared for self-defense and to be able to store food and other emergency products that you and your family need so you're not dependent on the system. We have the best storable food at the lowest price you're going to find. All the other big competitors have already gone up on their prices, but our supplier has high-quality food in stock, ready to ship to you. And by January 8th, they're going to have to raise prices some. So take advantage now. PrepareWithAlex.com. And on top of that, you can save up to $850 off their regular rates. Go to PrepareWithAlex.com today. You've got until January 8th. And the profit that comes in then helps fund the info war, fighting for America, fighting for justice, fighting for freedom. A true 360 win.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. For this New Year's Eve edition, it is the 31st of December. The year is 2020. The phone lines are already filling up, so if you want to call in and share your story, the number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Please do give us a call. We're also in the process of, it may already be set up, but I don't have access to it yet, so it won't do you much good. I'm setting up an American Journal email address, because I know a lot of people want to call in and have something to say. Maybe you don't have time. Maybe you're at work and can't be on the phone, but you want to send a quick message out. So we'll be setting up an email account as well, so you'll be able to send in your comments that way, and we'll check them live on air, and we'll do that probably starting tomorrow. So new show. We're still trying things out, still brainstorming ideas that we think might work in this format. This format, of course, is a call-in show where we spend the majority of the time, at least theoretically, if I don't ramble too much, we spend the majority of the time taking your phone calls and hearing from you, the InfoWars audience. Sometimes you're usually about 99% of the time, very positive. 1% of the time you might have criticisms for it. We welcome that as well. We want to hear from you. If we get something wrong, please do call in and correct us. We don't want to be wrong. We want to be right. Darn it. And so we look forward to your calls, good, bad, and ugly. Just kidding. There's no ugly InfoWarriors. I know that for a fact. A lot of breaking news today. Georgia Senate subcommittee passes motion allowing Stanford researcher to audit every absentee ballot in Fulton County. That's very big news. There's also a video, I believe we have, of this Stanford researcher claiming to have hacked Georgia's voting machine, confirming, as he puts it, a pump and dump vote manipulation. Dang, it's perfectly possible these machines were connected to the internet, sending and receiving information. Maybe it may be late in the game, but there is still just an absolute deluge of information and facts and stories and accounts and proof of the complete fraud that was undertaken on November 4th of this year to steal our election in a very few, very key counties. You really have to, in some way, begrudgingly admire the ability of the people who stole our election to isolate a very few counties where they could alter the course of the entire nation and, of course, the course of history with as few moving parts as possible, with as few number of people involved as possible, with as little expenditure as possible. They were able to subvert and essentially nullify the reality of the vote, which was that Donald Trump won an unprecedented number of votes early in November. Really incredible stuff. Pentagon still not giving Biden team national security briefings, and they're getting mad about it, speaking out about it, saying this is ridiculous. Why aren't you? Well, maybe there really is something cooking behind the scenes. Maybe there really is something in the works that we are not privy to. Trump is also supposedly going to declassify intel, claiming China funded attacks on U.S. troops. And you know, if you had to point to a real important, under the surface, underreported, but vital story of this year, it would have to be the growing antagonism of China and the West. course, in 2019, we saw the incredible Hong Kong protests, people rising up against the takeover of that area by the communist Chinese. It was all this, all the rage. Everybody was supporting Hong Kong, except for the NBA and the Chi Coms themselves. They were heroes. They came to symbolize this fight for human freedom in a technocratic nightmare. That was 2019. In 2020, those people were herded onto a bus and disappeared. China becoming incredibly aggressive, going after Taiwan, and in the last couple months, really making massive moves against Australia. And then, of course, there was that leak exposing the 2 million Communist Party members who infiltrated Western governments. And even now, China is beating the war drum against America. And, you know, all these stories coming out saying America will not survive this. The next century is the Chinese century. And, of course, our elites are all in on this. They have set this up and are excited for this to be the case. So that might be the biggest sort of underreported story of the year, is the aggression and looming war with China. It could be a world war. I've been saying since probably 2018, the next big war, the next big world war, the way I put it, is a world civil war. I believe that there are similar factions, similar fractures between almost all of the Western countries. In Europe and America and Canada, you have civil war brewing. Wouldn't it be amazing, I don't know, shocking to have all of these countries split along similar ideological lines? It might be necessary to get back to a good position, but in the meantime, look at what's over my shoulder. You got a billion Chinese in lockstep under communism, ready to take advantage of any and all troubles abroad. Wow, that's a terrifying shot. My God. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. 2021 is going to be crazier than 2020. That's my prediction. You thought 2020 was crazy? I remember 3 months into 2020, I was like overwhelmed with the news. I was like, this is the craziest year of all time, and it's only been 3 months. Little did I know, we had George Floyd to look forward to. We had the, coronavirus. It was 15 days to slow the spread at that point. I mean, we had no idea what was coming down the pipe. That's not so true. We knew exactly what was going down the pipe, actually. We laid it out for you in rather stark detail. There was just nothing we could do to stop it because the wheels were already rolling. Let's go quickly out to your phone calls first. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark. Thanks so much for calling in, Johnny, from that faraway land. Hope you're doing well. What is your top story for the year 2020, sir?
Yeah, happy New Year's Eve, Harry. You're doing a great job as usual.
Thank you.
Top story for this year is that SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19 even exist.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to underline a few facts that just highlight the absurdity of it. There was no new symptom, no new combination of symptoms in a given patient, and that's important because then they use comorbidities to say, oh, every symptom in the world exists in every combination, but not in a new patient, and no new severity of symptoms and no new combination of severity of symptoms. So there's no new disease, logically. It reminds me of that Stephen Wright joke. I don't know if you remember him. He's an old school.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, yeah. I like him a lot. Sort of Mitch Hedberg style one-liners. Yeah.
Right. And a very relevant joke that he made was, I just found out that last night someone snuck into my apartment and replaced each piece of furniture with an exact replica. How would you know?
Right.
And this is the same thing with COVID-19. So there's no new disease, clearly. Now, the SARS-CoV-2 is even more tragicomical because what they did was they took China's word for it that there was a genome. And I believed it, too, because it was the best information that I had at the time. And actually, you know, InfoWars did a very good job because it was the best information we had. But, you know, some of us moved beyond it. And some of us, unfortunately, including our friend Mike Adams, didn't. He still thinks SARS-CoV-2 exists and COVID-19 exists. But InfoWars listeners, at least a high percentage of them, know better. What they did was they, instead of doing an end-to-end sequencing, which they could have done, which you normally do for so-called viruses, took 37 base pairs out of a genome that was 29,903 base pairs long. these two sequences, which totaled 37 base pairs, are present in other things too. and so it was absurd. So the very identity was a myth. And as a matter of fact, the doctor I mentioned yesterday, the now retired and decades Hippocratic doctor, Thomas Cowan, author of The Contagion Myth and Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, is now offering a prize of $100,000, $50,000 to prove that it even exists.
To prove that COVID exists. That is amazing. That's amazing. We're running out of time here, Johnny, but great call. I think we got a contender here. Top story of the year is whether COVID even exists or not. I guess you could, I mean, again, you can break down COVID into multiple things. It's like, was the lockdown the story of the year? Was the fact that it exists or maybe not story of the year, but definitely a contender. We'll take more of your calls on the other
side. The year 2021 is almost here. And so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that is more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other, so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video, They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I've said it before, last year, 2019, I did a year in review for the David Knight Show, and I called it the year the mask came off. Irony of ironies. The year the mask came off, because of course that was the year, 2019, that really the New World Order, the globalist combines, the corporatocracy, the technocracy took its mask off. It said, you know what? We're tired of hiding ourselves. We're tired of pretending we're not trying to enslave the world. You all know what's going on here. Yeah, that's what we're doing. And that's what they told you last year. This year has been, even more exemplary of this amazing phenomenon. We have the BBC on January 22nd of this year asking, what happens when we're too old to be useful? What happens? If you're too old to be useful, isn't that really what matters in life, is how useful you can be to the global economy, to propping up the billionaires in their castles? Isn't that what's really, it's not about enjoying your life. It's not about experiencing and being able to take advantage of the value you've created throughout your life and watch your grandchildren grow up. No. You're not useful anymore. What should we do about that? What should be done about how useless you are, old people? This is what's being suggested. In fact, the person who is slated to be President-elect Joe Biden's health czar in charge of COVID-19 response came out with a paper saying, I don't want to live past 75 and nobody else should either. That's why today's program is entitled Birth of a Brave New World. If you've ever read Aldous Huxley's incredible dystopian novel, you know that this is a key aspect of their perverted society, is an acceptance and a welcoming of death and a willingness to kill yourself for the benefit of everybody else around you. Once you're too old to be useful, it's to the ovens with you, and you'll go happily if they're able to convince you of that. So yes, 2019 may have been the year the mask came off. 2020 is the year the mask went right back on. Not on them, on all of you. It was like 2019, they took their mask off and they're like, yeah, this is who we are. We're evil and we're going to destroy you. And then 2020 was like, and now you have to wear the muzzle and you can't talk back about it. Incredible stuff. All right. Our last caller, Johnny in Denmark, said that his top story was the mere existence of COVID, debatable as it may be. William in Arkansas has called in with what I think may be the other major story of the year. When we look back in 1,000 years, when all of this history, when this entire year of chaos is boiled down to its one or two bullet points of incredible change, you have COVID-19 and you have what William in Arkansas has called in about. Thanks for calling in, William. You're on the air.
Good morning. America and the world. Won't do with too much niceties. Thank you for being there. The big two subject matters are our election that is absolutely being stolen and the world that is being, hoodwinked into this virus. I'm a nurse with 33 years. I've got about 12 years in long-term care. A third of the people in long-term care shouldn't even be there. Mm. They're there because they can get legal drugs, right? Keep them stoned. Somebody washes their clothes, cooks for them, does all kinds of stuff. What's going on in the nursing homes is well known to nurses throughout the nation. It's deplorable. The best medicine for these people in these nursing homes is conversation. They're dying from loneliness long before COVID, all right? Long before COVID. You can't hardly go in a room and leave without somebody just begging for attention. They're in these rooms. I know people that have been in bedridden for 2 or 3 years, have never been out of bed. They welcome COVID, okay? But all of that aside, this is a big joke, right? And everybody's listening to lawyers And all these news commentators that have been lying for years and years and years about who has the authority to fix this situation. Our forefathers gave us the authority under the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was not about providing food and killing Bambi. Bambi never created a totalitarian state of authority over any nation, race of people, or anybody else. It has nothing to do with providing food, right? The first jurisdiction of law is natural jurisdiction. Nobody except this country has ever denied anybody from saving their own life, right, when somebody comes in to hurt them, to kill them. If you defend yourself in this nation, Second Amendment or not, you're going to get in trouble, right? Look at Mumia Abu-Jamal, right? This man in the 70s was trying, they tried to kill him, right? Went into, he was a Black Panther. I'm a white guy, but I don't support killing anybody. Yeah. You had two off-duty officers go into his newspaper, and he got word that they were going to assassinate him, right? Well, he was waiting for him, and he killed him. He's still doing time. You want to pardon somebody, pardon that guy. Pardon Leonard Peltier, right? Let's go old school. Right? I've got as much knowledge in my head as all you people sitting around. I'm 10, 12 years older than Mr. Jones. Love him. I'm not dogging anybody. There are thousands of people out there like us that this information is embedded in us. We've been watching this kind of garbage for years. I watched my whole childhood, the whole process of Vietnam, right? It was a joke, and everybody knew it, right? We need people to understand we need a worldwide Second Amendment army. You talk about a international revolution next year, right, or in the future to come, worldwide Second Amendment army. Right? That is not it for the politicians or your local police officers or your local failed clergy, your local failed pastors that are not exercising the voice of the pulpit to stand up and say, hey, America, hey, world, what's going on? How many people across this globe have never even heard of the Second Amendment? So ask yourself, if you're hearing this on another part of the world, punch it in on your internet. What is the Second Amendment? What was it meant for? It wasn't about hunting. It wasn't about keeping a burglar from kicking in your door.
No, you're exactly right. It's about upholding your own natural right to defend yourself against whoever's attacking you, be it a guy breaking in your house and trying to get you while you're sleeping, or the government trying to break down your door and take you away for an unjust law. You're exactly right. That's what the Second Amendment was for. I think, you know, our country is a lot better than other countries, as bad as it can be and as bad as it is. And you go all the way back to the 70s. Heck, stay in this year and think about the guy who killed a rioter who broken into his store and was attacking him. He ended up under murder charges by a corrupt DA. And that man actually killed himself on the day he was supposed to be arraigned, completely destroyed his life and drove him to suicide. So, yes, this is very prevalent, that even just defending yourself against an obvious attacker in this country will land you in jail. We got a lot of problems to fix. But you've said so much, William, that I want to go back to. Of course, you talk about the fact that people are in nursing homes just basically to be on, or long-term care in hospitals to be on drugs. Again, it reminds me of Brave New World and Soma, right? Better a gram than a dam. This idea that you can just drug people into accepting their loneliness and solitude. And you say that people are dying of loneliness. You know, there's been pilot programs rolled out, I believe, in some Scandinavian countries where they actually integrate preschools with nursery homes. And so these old folks who are sitting around with not much to do spend their time taking care of the little kids and interacting with them and entertaining them. And it provides that human contact and hope and health. And they're seeing massive results. Think that's a good idea we should implement here, William?
Family take care of their parents. The situation we're going into in this country, you're going to have to learn to keep some humanity and some love about yourself, some Christian principles.
Absolutely.
Because you people don't understand. I've got 20-something years in the military. I've been on both sides of the law. I have learned to appreciate a good law officer.
Yes,
sir. There's nothing better than a good cop.
I completely agree. I'll get to that on the other side. Thank you, William.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things
We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to this InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
Three, two, one.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech, and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record. It does that. Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal, Harrison Smith here, InfoWars.com, band.video. Welcome, welcome to everybody all over America and across the world. Happy New Year's. I believe it's already New Year's in Australia, isn't it? I saw them shooting fireworks off. It's already the 1st of January. On that far side of the earth, and we rapidly approach the new year of 2021, and in that time we look back at the year that was, the year 2020. If you'll remember, 1 year ago we were on the cusp of World War III. The army website collapsed, crashed, because so many people were Googling whether or not they could be drafted into a war. This was right on the eve of that bombing of Soleimani. Very weird situation there, where you had changing numbers about the number of Americans who were injured on that attack on the base in Iraq. And what it eventually came out to was like 100 U.S. servicemen exclusively got brain damage. Super weird. It was like they didn't report any other injuries, but it was like first it was 50, then it was 60, then it was 100. Eventually it was like, yeah, over 100 soldiers all received brain injuries at this one place. And it's like, what type of attack exclusively damages the heads of all of these soldiers? Very, very weird. But of course, that sort of blew over, you know, World War III one day and just business as usual the next. Very strange. There's the headline from military.com. 109 U.S. troops diagnosed with TBI after Iran missile barrage, says Pentagon in latest updates. That's traumatic brain injury. 109 U.S. troops diagnosed with traumatic brain injury after the Iran missile barrage. Literally every single day there are headlines like this where you just go, now wait, what? What are you saying happened? And of course, we move on through January. We here at InfoWars are reporting on the rise of COVID-19 in China and what we in America could be doing to mitigate the possibility that it come to these shores while everybody else is totally ignorant of the disease until, of course, they learned about it and decided to call any reaction racist. Meanwhile, you have the Democrats very solemnly bringing the papers of impeachment. Oh, we must stand up for America. We must save the Republic and impeach Donald Trump for something, right? For a phone call in the Ukraine. I was actually trying to get to the bottom of something that Joe Biden is on camera admitting to doing. I mean, this year's just been nuts, hasn't it? It's been crazy. But to me, the biggest story of January of last year is this from Summit.News. Nearly 200 people arrested across Australia for deliberately starting bushfires. And we saw this repeated in California, where you had dozens of people arrested for starting wildfires. You had these massive wildfires just wrecking Australia. And it turns out almost all of them were man-made. They were almost all deliberately started by terrorists. 200 people arrested across Australia. Similar number arrested in California. To me, this is another one of these massively underreported stories. Day after day, headlines, Australia on fire, Australia aflame. Thousands of acres burned in a single night. They don't tell you how it started, do they? No. They say global warming, global warming, global warming, global warming, climate change, climate change, climate change. That was the excuse for literally everything until COVID came around and they found they had a new thing to blame their machinations and lies and deceit upon. Incredible story last January. This has been a year of catastrophe, and I want to go to this video by our own Darren McBreen. We will meet again. It's a tribute to those who we've lost in 2020. Again, by Darren McBreen. You can find this video at band.videoandinfowars.com. Here's a brief tribute to those we lost this year.
Oh, what a set. Kevin Green.
We'll meet again. Don't know where.
Wilford Brimley.
Don't know when.
1934.
But I know we'll meet
again. Kobe Bryant.
Again,
1978.
Some sunny day.
Gianna Bryant, his daughter, died in that helicopter crash.
Keep smiling through. Just
Eddie Van
like
Halen,
you.
Born 1955.
Always do. Till the blue skies
Terry Jones,
drive
born
the dark clouds.
Brilliant genius of comedy.
And will you please say hello?
Sean Connery, born 1930. James Bond himself, icon of manhood and masculinity.
And they'll be happy
Little
to
Richard,
know
born 1932,
you saw me go. I was singing this song.
Kirk Douglas, star
we'll
of the silver screen,
again.
1916.
Don't know
a long
where.
And storied life that man had tragically ended this
when,
year. Curly Neal.
But I know we'll
accomplished
meet
Harlem Globetrotter.
Some sunny day.
Brian Dennehy, born 1938.
What a piece of meat. You got it!
Yeah, we'll meet
Jerry
again.
Stiller.
I don't know
love
where.
King of Queens.
And
such
I don't
a good
know
show.
When.
Father, of course, Ben Stiller.
But I
Phyllis
do
George,
know.
Born.
That we'll meet again.
1949, passed away this
some
year.
Sunny day.
Give me 18 years of daylight. That's
Gail
all I
Sayer.
Need.
Sayers, born 1943.
So, honey,
Marianne
keep
Summers,
smiling through.
1938. Kelly Preston,
like
born 1962,
do.
Passed away this year.
Till the blue skies drive the
Lyle
dark
Wagner.
Clouds.
Wagner,
far away.
Born 1935.
Ben, would you please
say hello
1928.
To all the songs folks that I know.
Janet Dubois.
And tell them I won't be long. They'll
Larry
be
Nichols.
Happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing
Kenny Rogers.
The
Kenny
song.
Rogers passed away this year. 1938. He was born.
Don
Shula.
Don't know where.
Conrad, born 1935, passed away this year.
Day.
Alex Trebek, of course, Alex Trebek, born 1940. Total hero. Probably my wife's number one celebrity crush. Tragically died this year. Alex Trebek. Really, God, a lot of people this year, huh? A lot of people died this year. That, again, was a little montage, heartfelt montage by Darren McBreen. We will meet again someday soon. Really incredible stuff. Let's go out to your phone calls. Michael in Virginia has some comments about Joe Biden. Thank you for calling, Michael. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And I thought that your idea of recapping 2020, excuse me, is such a great idea. Wonderful. And I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm grateful for you for it. Let me get on to the subject, 2020. What brings to my mind about 2020 the most are the heroes, those who stood amongst us, those who stood in the background, who were our heroes. And we had some such as Lynn Wood, Giuliani, Sidney Powell, the staff, those people who are InfoWars that work behind the scenes. Those are heroes that stood out to me in 2020. Also, as serious as this is, We're reminded by those heroes that we're winning, that we're on the verge of becoming the victors. They don't let us forget those things. And when Trump, this is what they don't let us forget, is that when Trump assumes his next 4 years, we must be prepared to hold those tyrants, those traitors, aware of our power.
Yes.
And finally, the West. January the 6th, we're reminded by those heroes that the West is wild again, and the courts, the governors, the local officials must understand that we have the power. And two heroes stood out the most to me in 2020. Two heroes that stood out the most to me in 2020. One with his cowboy hat and his megaphone standing outside the mansion of the governor with speaking these words, and the governor stood out there hiding, stood behind the doors listening. And scared, I'm sure, and Alex Jones right beside him. We had Owen Schroyer, and it was wonderful, those two heroes, and reminding us that Biden being at 2020, and 2020 reminded me, with InfoWars reminded me, that along the way, that Biden being the eldest of the dark, the leader of the dark
forces. Of the dark forces. Stay on the line,
Michael. For Trump. On January 6th in Washington, D.C.
Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny has just begun.
It's 1776 time.
On November 14th, hundreds of thousands of American patriots gathered in the nation's capital to stop the biggest election steal in American history.
America is going under leftist martial law, and if a communist Chinese agent, Joe Biden, is able to get in there, he will put America under permanent lockdown siege until we're brought to our knees.
Tell it!
Hundreds of thousands returned to D.C. in December.
We will never give up. We will never surrender. We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist New World Order.
January 6th, fight for Trump. D.C., be there.
We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Great Reset is here. World government has openly been announced, and its plan is to bankrupt you and your family and to make you so poor you're forced onto a universal guaranteed income, forced inoculations, and you must pledge allegiance to the leftist globalist system. That's why it's important to pray to God, be politically active, and get prepared for self-defense and to be able to store food and other emergency products that you and your family need so you're not dependent on the system. We have the best storable food at the lowest price you're going to find. All the other big competitors have already gone up on their prices, but our supplier has high quality food in stock, ready to ship to you. And by January 8th, they're going to have to raise prices some. So take advantage now, preparewithalex.com. And on top of that, you can save up to $850 off their regular rates. Go to preparewithalex.com today. You've got until January 8th, and the profit that comes in then helps fund the info war, fighting for America, fighting for justice, fighting for freedom, a true 360 win.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Try not to get emotional here as during the commercial break, we're watching again that video by Darren McBreen of the people that we have lost over this last year. Here we're seeing on screen now the countdown as Australia rings in the new year, rings in the year 2021 as we say good riddance to this year of globalist subversion and technocratic takeover. Think of all the horrible stuff that's happened in 2020. Guess what? It wasn't caused by white nationalists. It wasn't caused by Donald Trump. Each and every sufferance we've been under has been the work of the globalists, one after another. It's like the whole world has Stockholm syndrome, where they're all siding with their victims or victimizers, I guess you could say. Anyway, we have a problem. We have a problem I need to address. Are callers too good? It's a major issue for me. I'm trying to keep the calls to 2 minutes. Suddenly I look up at the clock. We're 3 minutes into a call. The guy's on a roll. I don't want to stop him. He's doing better than I am at hosting the show. So I got to let him go. Even as we're coming up to a commercial break, I have trouble interjecting to stop him because he's on a roll. One such caller is Michael in Virginia. And we'll go back to him in just a moment to let him continue that role as he brings up and reminds us of such an important and valuable concept, which is the heroes of 2020. We'll go back to him in just a moment. But first, I do want to share with you the New Year's sale going on right now at InfoWars.com. It's up to 60% off the top selling products. We still have some of that limited supply of pollen block and Dr. Jones's natural activated charcoal toothpaste. Both of those are 25% off despite being in very, very limited supply. So if you ever wanted to try either one of these products, I suggest you do it as soon as possible, but it's not just that. Those are still 25% off, but 50% off some of our amazing products like Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse, Survival Shield X3. These are products that will improve your everyday life when combined with a regimen of working out, of getting sun, of sleeping well. All of these things contribute to the betterment of your life and your health. and everything that comes ahead. And hey, tomorrow you might be starting some New Year's resolutions. What better way to bolster the possibility of those continuing and actually becoming a habit in your life? What better way to bolster those than to use supplements? Supplements will really help you. If you're trying to sleep better, hey, try some Knockout. You want to get up and have the energy to work out, sculpt your body so it looks like, you know, glowing bronze in the, you know, come summertime. Hey, try some Turbo Force. Try some Turbo Force. You'll have so much energy, it'll be hard not to work out. I know that's a big problem I have. It's like, I see the rowing machine I have and I'm just like, I'm just so tired. I don't want to do it. But hey, you take some Turbo Force, you get that energy up. Suddenly you're looking around for something physical to do. So if you have whatever resolutions you may have for yourself or your family, come 2020 and come the new year, or come 2021 and the new year, I think you vastly improve the likelihood that you're able to do that by pairing that with some of these supplements. It's the easiest resolution to keep. My resolution, I'm going to take the supplements. I'm going to take the vitamins I need. I'm going to improve my health that way, and I'm going to do it by going to InfoWarsStore.com and taking advantage of the Supercharge 2021 New Year's Special with up to 60% off our top-selling products. Now, Michael in Virginia, I'm sorry for cutting you off earlier. It's not my fault. We've got programmed breaks I'm obliged to take, but you were doing so great. I didn't want to interrupt you because you're talking about the heroes that we honor this year. And this year, wasn't it, Michael, the litmus test? Wasn't it the filter? It was like this year we really found out which side people were on. We really found out who could be counted on and who would fold under the pressure. And it's bad in one way because a lot of people we thought we could revere, we thought would do the right thing, turned out to be on the other side, be playing the long con. Fox News was in on it. Tucker Carlson has disappointed a lot of people. I still have faith in him, but this really exposed who we could count on, didn't it, Michael?
Absolutely. And InfoWars has been there. They have never let us down. They kept us. InfoWars has reminded us that that InfoWars reminded us throughout 2020 that Biden was the eldest of the leader of the dark forces. Mm. And InfoWars reminded us that Trump was wise and had the vitality and represented the leader of the enlightened forces. Mm. And, you know, the military is got our back on the international level, but we must not forget. And we're always reminded by the marches and the leadership of Owen Schroyer and Alice Jones out there fighting these forces of darkness, constantly reminding us that the law enforcement have our back. Mm. When those traitors and the government officers, when those traitors and tyrants turn their back on the people, we are reminded that we are prepared to go further than just waving flags. We're prepared to go further and that we're more than just talk, that we have the law enforcement behind us as our friends. We have the legislators, those supporters in office that are our friends to back us up. And when those tyrants don't want to give up their office, we might just come in there and the law enforcement will back us up with our Constitution. We will not let China. We will not let China take over this country or those communist sympathizers to stand behind them.
Powerful stuff, Michael. Thank you so much for the call. I absolutely agree. This is the energy we need in 2021. Not a depressed, forsaken energy, but a vital, revolutionary energy that says we need nobody but ourselves to get back on track. Really incredible stuff. And actually, one of the callers before mentioned that as well. Like, we have a law enforcement on our side and we need to honor them, that there are good cops out there. And I got a Twitter DM yesterday from a law enforcement officer, and I guess maybe I'd said something. I'm anti-authoritarian. I'm anti-authority. I'm anti-control. Sometimes the police are on the other side of that line, and, you know, I see somebody abusing their power, and it makes me mad, and maybe I say something that seems like I'm casting all police maybe in a bad light, and that's never my intention. In fact, I love the police. I listen to the police calls, you know, the 911, you know, whatever it's called, the radio system, and you just hear like these calls. It's like, yes, there's a naked woman screaming, and she's in a bayou and she has a knife
And it's like you hear the cop going on, going, all right, I'm on it. It's like, well, I'm so glad I'm not him. I'm so glad I'm here cozy in my house and I'm not having to go tramp through a bayou to find a drug-addled psychopath with a knife. Thank God the cops are there to take care of this sort of stuff. We really appreciate our cops. And, of course, virtue is not virtue if it's not tested, right? If you're in a room that is monitored and, you know, you'll get an electric shock if you dare go and reach for the cookie in the cookie jar, there's no virtue in that, right? There's no virtue in being forced to do good. It's only, you're only virtuous when you're given the opportunity to abuse your power. When you're given the opportunity, you know, you're left alone in that kitchen with the cookie jar and you can sneak it. Nobody will ever know. Do you do it or not? You'll get away with it. I guarantee you'll get away with it. It's not good. You shouldn't do it, but no one will know, right? That's when your virtue is tested and that's when it's really exposed. So the cops that resist the ability to abuse their power, the cops that do not take advantage of the fact that they have overwhelming, you know, a physical force of the people that they are supposed to protect, the people that actually observe the Constitution and uphold it and will not follow unlawful orders, need to be celebrated and honored more than anybody else because they've shown their virtue. They've proven that they're worthy of being revered. So we love our cops, but we also are suspicious of our cops. we don't like how much power they have, but we so appreciate it when the people who have that power are able to wield it responsibly. It really is an amazing thing. We only have about a minute left in this segment, so I'm going to hold off until the next hour before I go to O'Brien in Maryland and Ronald in Texas and Michael in Texas and John in North Dakota. I'll go to all four of those calls early in the next hour. But for the time being, I want to just go over some of the other phenomenon that we've seen this year. The move to destroy everything that makes the West what it is has been on overdrive this year to a really absurd extent. We know, of course, about the tearing down of statues across the country, the way it's been helped and aided and abetted by the people that are in charge. But it's gone beyond anything that I think even we over here who were warning about this, you know, when they were saying, oh, we're going to tear down Robert E. Lee statues. We were going, yeah, it starts with that. Where does it go? It goes to George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Christopher Columbus next. And everybody said, you're crazy. No way. This is about them being traitors to America. Oh, really? The people burning an American flag are very concerned about traitors to America? Yeah, right. No, this is about destroying down our civilization. And it goes so far as to include things like Homer. Massachusetts school bans the Odyssey, presumably because of white supremacy. The Forward, a Jewish publication, advocates for the Arch of Titus to come down. The Arch of Titus, a 2,000-year-old celebratory arch in Rome. They want to tear that down. A 2,000-year-old artifact must come down for the sake of diversity in this brave new world. And of course, the University of Wisconsin-Madison U.S. Student government votes to remove Abraham Lincoln because he was racist. This is how far we went in 2020.
Imagine a dystopic novel or a dystopic science fiction movie where if you've had a cold, you can be locked up in your home, you can be taken away, you can be forcibly inoculated with drugs that masquerade as vaccines that actually change your very DNA. Well, that's where we are in the year 2020. Global government, the United Nations, all these authoritarian groups admit they're doing it. They even admit that they're doing it for power and control and that they're not even worried about COVID-19. That's what Klaus Schwab and others have said. Think about how insane that is. Oh, and big tech's got to track you. They've got to trace you. They've got to control you. You've got to have apps to leave your house. Why? You've got to have secret police come disappear you because, my God, this thing has 0.1% chance of killing you if you're debilitated and have cancer or a heart attack. This is their takeover. Imagine on America's death certificate, killed by the fear of the common cold. Yeah, that's fear-mongering. That's mind control.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The second hour of American Journal has begun on InfoWars.com and band.video. My name is Harrison Smith. It's New Year's Eve, December 31st, the year 2020. We're taking your calls, and today we're reminiscing about the year 2020 and pointing out some of the top stories from our callers. The two nominations for the top story are, of course, the existence, debatable as it is, of COVID-19, of course, which I consider separate than the lockdown, right? COVID-19, maybe a kind of a big deal, a little bit, maybe. Kinda. I don't know. I mean, our death rate has gone down this year over last year, so I'm not sure how impactful COVID is. The response to COVID, however, has been devastating. The lockdowns, the mask mandates, I mean, everything else, it's been incredible. COVID itself, it's basically the flu. The other top story nominated is, of course, the stolen election, which naturally these two would be at the top. I think another one that we'll discuss in a little bit is the Hunter Biden story. I mean, that so much of the Hunter Biden laptop material coming out. I mean, that's definitely a major story. But we'll go back to your phone calls in the next segment with, of course, Ronald, O'Brien, Michael, and John. We'll get to you in the next segment. But I want to take a brief moment because there is stuff still going on right now today happening as we speak. Many things working in the background. Rudy Giuliani gave a statement to the Georgia state legislatures asking them if they have the courage to stand up for the Constitution. And I want to play this clip. This is from yesterday during the hearings in Georgia about voter fraud. Here is Rudy Giuliani.
There are 10 ways to demonstrate that this election was stolen, that the votes were phony, that there were a lot of them, dead people, felons, phony ballots, phony mail-in ballots. How is it that in every single Republican county in this state, state senators ran ahead of the president by 4 to 6%? Every single one. Exactly the same. 4 to 6%. We know the president's favorability in this state. We know that at least in a few of those cases, he's going to run ahead of the Republican senators. And it just so happens, it's just in the states where they fixed the vote that that happened. In other states, the president ran ahead of most Republican state senators. So I'm tired of demonstrating it. There are so many ways of demonstrating it. You know it. This is a question of courage. It's ultimately a question of courage. Do you have the courage to stand up to the obligation the Constitution of the United States put on you to save our people from fraud, to save the reputation of the state of Georgia? From in history, certifying a phony vote that led to the wrong result in an election, which will be the verdict of history? Or do you have the courage to put up with what's going to happen if you, in fact, change that certification and do the right thing? You'll be attacked. You'll be pilloried. You'll be described in all sorts of horrible ways. But you'll wake up the next morning, look in the mirror, and you'll be able to say, I did the right thing. And that's what you should be about in public office. Not worried about what people say, but what you did. And I'll tell you another thing. Your decision will stand the test of history because this is going to prove to be even worse than it is now, and it's pretty bad. So I implore you, hold the session, take a vote, do the right thing, and forget the criticism. You know what the right thing to do is. You've seen the evidence. You know what the law is. And I implore you to do the right thing. Not necessarily for President Trump, although he is my client and your client. But now it really has become much bigger than that. For the American people, And so this stops right now. No more of this stuff in America. This is the stuff you do in a third world country. We let them get away with this and get much worse.
Isn't that an amazing advice? Amazing advice for anybody, really, but especially in this moment, to see all of this evidence, to know what's going on in America, and to not have the moral fortitude to stand up against it should disqualify you from public office. We need people in these offices who will actually stand up for what we believe in and what America is all about. If we can't have that, then we are lost as a country. We'll be right back, folks, with your phone calls on the other side.
Fight for Trump. On January 6th in Washington, D.C.
Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny has just begun.
It's 1776 time!
On November 14th, hundreds of thousands of American patriots gathered in the nation's capital to stop the biggest election steal in American history.
America is going under leftist martial law, and if the communist Chinese agent Joe Biden is able to get in there, he will put America under permanent lockdown siege until we're brought to our knees.
Hundreds of thousands return to D.C. in December.
We will never give up. We will never surrender. We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist New World Order.
January 6th, fight for Trump, D.C. Be there.
We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Here's a major headline from earlier this year. George Soros directs $220 million towards efforts to achieve racial equality. Yeah, we know exactly what that means. It's that philanthropy that attempts to tear down everything we believe in, like meritocracy and not judging people for the color of their skin. That's the old way of thinking. George Soros is here to usher us into the brave new world where race has to be included in absolutely everything, and it's totally absurd. But this is what we're up against, folks. Billionaire psychopaths, literal Nazis like George Soros, pouring in billions of dollars into destroying our country. We're on the other side with you, the American people. What would this year have been like without InfoWars? I shudder at the thought. Without Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer leading the Million MAGA March in opposition to the vote stealing, without InfoWars here in early January reporting on the coronavirus, reporting on COVID-19 and trying to warn people and sound the alarm. And then once everybody found out, InfoWars was here saying, whoa, whoa, calm down. Let's not destroy our entire country over this. There's a way to do this without tearing down everything we know and love. What would 2020 have been like without InfoWars.com? Well, if you want to find out, don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Just don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Just let George Soros flood our competitors with billions of dollars. Just let us be destroyed by frivolous lawsuits and absurd, hate speech laws that claim if we don't bow to the globalist system of total control, we must hate somebody and therefore must be stopped. Just don't go to InfoWars store and just let us die. Let us go away and you'll see exactly what 2021 will be like without InfoWars. And it'll be nothing. There'll be nothing. Nobody standing up against these people except for little pockets here or there. This has been a total force for America. So if you do want to see us around, you do want to see us move in to the next decade, in the next century, in the next millennia with American values, human liberty, and love of God and all mankind at our back, then maybe you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and help us in some small way offset this deluge of communist money pouring into our competitors. This is a supercharged 2021 New Year's special. It's the best possible way to keep you on track for your New Year's resolutions. And we hope you go there and take advantage of this great special and keep us on air and keep us fighting this good fight well into the next century and beyond. And with that, I go out to the phone calls. Looks like O'Brien in Maryland has been on the longest. Thank you for holding, Brian. You think COVID-19, it's not even an argument. COVID-19 is the biggest story of the year, hands down. Is that right, O'Brien?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the biggest one, I think, is the election. But this one kind of takes the cake. I mean, look how it came came through. I mean, we didn't know this stuff was there until like October, and in January they basically sprung it on us after the, I think the what am I calling it again? I think there was a there was a rally in Richmond to
the big gun rally in Richmond that they still passed the laws. By the way, yeah, that was January of last year. Massive 20,000 heavily armed patriots showing up in Richmond to protest the gun laws they were going to pass. Basically a threat, basically saying we have overwhelming force and could use it if we want. Just letting them know, hey, you got something coming if you try to take our guns. Yeah, they took the guns anyway, by the way. They did it anyway. They passed the laws anyway. But yeah, that's what you're talking about, of course.
And for the second one, the theft of the election was also a second best one, because basically, I mean, we all knew who won that one already. Yeah. It was a huge landslide, and they knew this landslide was coming, so they stopped all the voting in all four states, the state that they're contesting now, and they just started stuffing ballots like crazy after they threw out the poll watchers, and basically this is where we're completely at.
Yeah. It's completely absurd. I mean, the election has been so overwhelmingly proven to be a fraud. I mean, it's absolutely absurd that people are not only not convinced that the whole thing was a fraud, but actually think there's no evidence at all. Okay, yeah, you're blind. But you're right that COVID-19 has to sort of take the cake, obviously, of the story of the year, because everything else we see has sprung from that wellhead. Thank you so much for the call, O'Brien. Let's move on to Michael in Texas. Thank you for calling, Michael. You want to talk about the lockdown. COVID-19, of course, was the excuse, but the real damage was done by our own government locking down our citizens. Thanks for calling in, Michael. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. First off, I'd like to say William from Arkansas, he hit the nail on the head. And if there was ever a phone call that you guys should play over and over again, it's his.
I totally agree. I totally. Yeah. And I'll remind everybody here on American Journal, we take the top three calls of the day and we put those in a video. I think Michael from Arkansas has secured a spot, but I think we've got some competition coming up. But yes, I completely agree. That was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah, well, it was. And you talked about you setting up an email. That's great. I got one better. How about setting up chat rooms for each state? We can, like William said, organize, get together. I think that would be amazing. Now, there's something, Harrison, we have to come to grips with, okay? And that is the lockdown, and that it really was the last kill shot to a constitutional republic. I've been wearing a nice Templar ring since, well, the third week of March. Why am I wearing that? Well, in 1307, Friday the 13th, King Philip of France put a hit list on the Knights Templar, who grew to be an independent, key word there, independent part of the Catholic Church. Well, 713 years later, Donald Trump, March Friday the 13th, 2020, put a hit list on every independent business owner. And we need to come to grips with that. And he created thousands of tyrants from the federal level to the local level. And I like that guy in California, that restaurant owner. I don't get paid, you don't get paid. I don't get paid, you don't get paid. It's time to take all of our government-issued licenses and our tax forms and burn them like the Boston Tea Party. It's time. I'm irrelevant? No, you're irrelevant. And as Vince McMahon says, you're fired. That's what we ought to do. Done.
Yep. 2021 is hungry for revolution. I think the American people are ready to be done with this crap that we're experiencing. I saw somebody post on Twitter, and I fact checked the numbers. It wasn't quite right, but of course the American people getting $600 a piece from this COVID lockdown surplus bill. This person said if you actually take all of the money in the surplus in the stimulus bill and divide it by the number of people, you know, number of Americans, it comes out to $14,000 a piece. So they're going to take $14,000 from every single American, and then they give $600 back. I broke down just the stimulus package by everybody in America, and it actually came out to around $6,000, which is still 10 times the amount that they're giving us. So they're giving 9/10 away and giving us 1/10 of the total money in the stimulus package. He may have been including the NDAA, the government funding bill also. If you combine those two, the number is even more astronomical. It just about doubles, which would make sense with the $14,000 conclusion he came to. Or he may have just been dividing by taxpayers, something like that, whereas I divided by 330 million, the total population. I'm not sure what his math was, but the point is, it's egregious. The point is that we get $600 while 9 times as much is going to foreigners, is going to other people, is going to, liberal causes, NGOs, all this sort of nonsense. So, yeah, it's absurd, and I'm glad America's finally getting sick of it. The problem is that you have socialists on one side actually talking about this, and on the other side, you have the neocon, never-Trump Republicans saying, no, we can't. We cannot give any more to Americans, and we must give even more to foreign countries. So it's like, you got like socialists, the neocons, and then like Trump and the American firsters who actually recognize the problem, but don't think that socialism and the complete destruction of everything that the West stands for is the answer. There are better answers. The answer is the American people need to shed ourselves of these tyrants, need to reject their orders, and need to stand up for ourselves and fight back against this before it becomes inconquerable. We'll be right back.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, but they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right. The year 2021 is almost here. And so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack.
40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, the best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that is more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today, next year's news today, as it is New Year's Eve. We're looking back at last year's news today, this whole year in retrospect. We're getting your calls and finding out what you think should take the top spot as story of the year, or maybe just little stories that you think need more attention. Maybe we've forgotten about some of the stuff that has occurred this year. This headline, I think, deserved a little bit more attention. This was posted by Orwell and Good, who's a writer at National File. But it's a picture of a newspaper, and it says, "Thinking of children as state assets may be the way forward." These are the types of things that were suggested this year. Let's put lithium in the drinking water. Maybe children should be state assets. Hey, do you really need to live past 75, or can we just get rid of you as soon as you're not useful to us? These are the things that came out this year. As they once again, you know, took the mask off last year, this year was just, they're being very honest with us, I think. And of course, this ties in to many of the propositions or, you know, laws being passed already in places like Washington, D.C. that say children as young as 11 can be vaccinated without the parents' permission and without the parents even knowing. The state is now in charge of what is injected into your child, not you. This is the mindset that has been indoctrinated into us and has come to fruition here in the year 2020. Let's go out to the phone calls once again. John in North Dakota, you have a comment about the reaction to this vaccine. Hey, speaking of the vaccine that they're going to be forcibly injecting into your children without telling you, John in North Dakota has a thought or two about that supposed vaccine. Thanks for calling in, John. You're on the air.
Hey, absolutely, Harrison. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome. So this vaccine, the news article I want to talk about is the 16% of people that have a adverse reaction to this vaccine. Now, I've got a ethical question for you. As a trucker who currently has this deadly vaccine in his truck, delivering it to hospitals, what do I say to someone who unknowingly harms their own family with this vaccine, knowing full well that, like, as I know full well that this may end someone's family, and I understand you're a new father yourself. Is that correct?
Yes, yes, I am.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
My wife, we just got married this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We just found out that we're pregnant with our first child.
Awesome. And well done. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much. I haven't been able to tell anybody. It's too soon, so I figured I'd...
The announcement is here. Well, congratulations, John. That's very, very wonderful to hear. And it sounds like the Patriot Breeding Program is working on full force with people like myself and John, raising that next generation of warriors for America. That's fantastic.
Absolutely, next generation of patriots.
Yeah.
For sure. So I've been having some trouble with this. What do I tell someone when they ask me, knowing what kind of damage these vaccines would do, how did you have a conscionable action to still deliver them?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's interesting. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm not going to tell you to do anything illegal, clearly. I'm not going to tell you not to deliver it or you know, anything like that. But, you know, you didn't take the Hippocratic Oath. And I think that the real question is, why are there nurses and doctors who themselves are not taking the vaccine because of the risks and yet are giving it to other people? Because that's a story I've heard quite a bit. There was a survey that came out yesterday, I believe, or at least I saw it yesterday, saying 36% of nurses will not be taking the vaccine. I think the number is probably higher than that. And I know personally people have gone to the hospital and they say, no, I'm not taking the vaccine. And once they say that, the nurses sort of whisper to them like, yeah, we're not taking it either. The doctor's not taking it, but like, don't tell anybody. And it's like, wait, don't you have, didn't you take a Hippocratic oath? Shouldn't you warn people about this? And shouldn't you refuse to give it if you think it's going to harm people? Is that not in your oath? So I don't think you took an oath to deliver things. I don't think it'd be, you know, you don't have a moral responsibility to uphold this sort of stuff, but there are people out there that do and they're failing. And I think it's total hypocrisy, for them to do that. Now, as to what to tell people, I've brought out this stack of paper here, and this is what I was going to do today because I forgot that it was New Year's Eve until this morning. So all last night, I was putting together this massive little chunk of paper, and this is going to be tomorrow. I'm going to do a full report about the vaccine side effects, and this is just information about side effects, about the testing that occurred, about who's benefiting from this. And so really, you know, maybe you can just wait for tomorrow and then maybe send them that this video, because what I'm going to do is just go through all of the side effects. I'm not sure if there's really been a comprehensive list of all of the side effects and all of the problems and all of the risks, because if you're talking to somebody who is reasonable and logical and understands simple math and numbers, it will be very, very simple to convince them the risk is not worth the reward. The fact that they say they don't know if it affects fertility. They say, hey, maybe you want to freeze your sperm before you go do it just in case. Like, no, I'm not going to do anything that says, hey, maybe you should freeze your sperm before you do this. No, I'm just not going to do that thing. It's pretty simple. And then you go into the numbers of, okay, you have a 0.03% chance of dying from COVID-19, but you have a 16% chance of severe side effects. You can say, you know, you don't have, this much likelihood of getting it. And then on top of that, it's like, Pfizer, the vaccine manufacturer itself says, well, we don't think the vaccine actually stops you from getting coronavirus. So it's like, by the end of the report tomorrow, once I've made my way through this incredible stack of paper, it'll be pretty clear why you shouldn't take the vaccine. It's like, okay, it doesn't actually stop you from getting the disease. It doesn't stop you from spreading the disease. You're still going to have to wear the masks and social distance. You might actually get the disease from the shot. You might die from the shot. Here's yet another one from Infowars.com. This morning, another person dies hours after taking the COVID vaccine. I have at least half a dozen stories like this. You have the Bell's palsy. You have the severe anaphylactic shock that can be deadly if they're not already in the hospital, you know, if they don't stay in the hospital for at least 30 minutes. You have to get the second shot. So there's new strains. We don't know if the shots are going to work on the strain. I mean, once you go through the numbers, that's what you tell people. You don't say, you know, and hey, we know it's true, but people that they just are good little citizens and they just do as they're told. If you're like, hey, man, this vaccine is a conspiracy to enslave you, it's the mark of the beast, they're probably going to reject that. Now, I know it's true. That literally is what it is. You know, they are talking about putting a note in your hand, connecting the vaccine to payment processors. Like, we know that's coming. But when you're talking about trying to convince just good, normal people that trust the mainstream media, all you have to do is use the mainstream media itself. Say, look, these are all very reputable sources. None of this information is objected to by the vaccine manufacturers or anybody else. This is actual information from the sources that says this is not safe and it's not worth it. So then they can make their own decision. But once they have the numbers, once they have the facts in front of them, it'll be a pretty simple decision. The cost to benefit ratio is just not there. It's just a gamble with your life, a gamble with your livelihood, a gamble with your own health. And the benefit is minuscule, if not absent completely. It literally doesn't stop you from getting the virus. They say that, and now there's evidence coming out of time after time after time, people taking the shot, and then a week later they get COVID-19. It's like, why the hell did you get the shot then? Now half your face doesn't work, and you still get COVID-19. Is this worth it or not? So, you know, you're as far as your moral obligation when it comes to delivering this stuff, you're not a doctor. It's up to our doctors and nurses to not hide the fact that this stuff is dangerous from their patients, and that's what they're doing. They know it's not safe. They're not giving it to themselves, and yet they give it to other people. That's a violation.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at Infowars.com. It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to Infowars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go right out to your phone calls. Waste no time with my rambling. We're going to go right to Joey in Florida, who's called in about the Million MAGA March. Thank you for calling in, Joey. You're on the air.
What's up? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
I love you guys, bro. I love Alex Jones. I love InfoWar. I've been watching y'all for 10 years, and the Alexa Pure Pro, that's the best water I've ever had.
It's great,
literally,
isn't it?
By far. Yeah, I just got to get another filter, but yeah, I seen y'all, you gotta sell the Kava. You should sell Kratom.
Kratom, you know.
Have you never heard?
Yeah, I think, there's a lot of stuff that, that we look into, a lot of supplements out there that have a lot of, possibility and a lot of, stuff, but you know, we have to be very careful with it. And so it's hard to get a new product on the line, which is why it's so exciting whenever we do get a new product. But yeah, I've heard of Kratom. There's some other stuff too that I know we're trying to get, but some of the suppliers are hard to work with. But, so yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's in the works right now. I'm not sure if Kratom is one of them, but is it, it's good. It's worked for you.
Yeah. I've been doing Kratom for 6 years and I used to be addicted to opiates. But it got off and I've been clean for 6 years. So.
Oh, well, congratulations. That is a huge accomplishment. I know, not from personal experience, but from what I've heard, that's almost miraculous. So congratulations on that. I'm glad you're able to get out of that hole.
Right. Well, I like Kava. Kava's good, really good. It worked, but, the Million Mega March is the best thing that happened this year. But this has like been the worst year I've ever had. My mom passed away February 18th. And like right when she passed away, that's when the whole coronavirus bull crap came in with the putting a new order right in our face, and it's so blatant and it's so open now. So it's getting bad. I hope 2021 gets better. I mean, I hope Trump wins. So
yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I know it's been a tough year for a lot of people, and I'm glad that in some small way, InfoWars could help sort of lead the charge in the Million MAGA March, just to show people, as much as they want you to be alone and disconnected from everybody else, you're not alone, man. There's millions of people out there that'll reach out a hand to you. And it's great to be a part of something that reminds people of that and inspires that feeling in people. It's like more valuable now than ever before.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like it's like mind blowing, It's crazy. It's all going down now. You know what I mean? Like the whole show's going, it's all coming down now.
Man, if you've been watching for 10 years, you knew this was coming, right? And like now it's here and you're like, oh my God, it's here. It's like we've been.
Ever since I've seen the movie, the Endgame that he put out. Yeah. That's when I was like, nah, this can't happen. This can't happen. They can't have no virus. Nah, this can't happen.
And then here it is.
It's already here now.
It's truly amazing. Well, but the thing is, and I was thinking about this. It's like, people say like, this is a little bit of a tangent, but it's like, people talk about like, oh, you can't support Hollywood because they try to indoctrinate people. But it's like, once you know what's going on, you can resist their attempts to destroy you or to indoctrinate you. I can watch a Hollywood movie. It's not going to indoctrinate me because I know what they're up to. I know what they're trying to convince me of. And so I'm able to resist it. And in a way, the whole, New World Order is that way, where it's like, once you know what they're up to, once you're aware of their plans and their schemes and their machinations, just the knowledge of it itself is a powerful weapon in resistance to those maneuvers. So you don't just go, well, the mask is just the mask. You already know, no, wait, the mask is getting us ready for something else. The mask is there to indoctrinate us and get us used to being controlled and to being depersoned. And so, even then it's like, you're able to resist what they're attempting to do just by your knowledge, just by being aware of it. So hopefully, you're in that same position where after 10 years of InfoWars, you know what's going on. And so even as it sort of comes to fruition around you, just by having the knowledge, you're armored against it. I don't know if you feel that way, Joey.
No, it is exactly like, it's like, I don't need to question anything. I see through it. I see through everything, like through all the lies.
You have
like,
the vision.
And I can't see, I just don't understand why so many people cannot see it. You know what I mean? How can they not see all this happening right in front of their face and then they still call it conspiracy theories? You know what I mean?
It's really incredible. It's one of the things, I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with them, Joey. I wish I had an answer for you.
And they wear a mask in the car everywhere they go. I mean, I'm in Florida. I'm in Polk County, so... I mean, there's so many Republicans, conservatives, all that here. But I still see people wearing masks in their car, wearing masks everywhere they go. I never wear a mask.
Yeah.
But, I mean, well, and I never had a conversation with anybody over it. So.
Well, and the other weird part is that, like, even in their own, logic, it doesn't make any sense where they're like, you have to wear a mask. And it's like, well, I don't want to wear a mask. I'm not scared of the virus. They're like, it's not about you. It's about you getting other people sick. It's for other people that you wear the mask. And then like, this congressman passes away from a heart attack, by the way, but complications with COVID-19. And people say he didn't wear a mask. He deserved to get it. And it's like, but I thought the mask wasn't supposed to protect you. It's like even their own internal logic makes no sense at all. They're like, you have to wear the mask so you don't get other people sick. But if you get sick, it's because you weren't wearing the mask. It's like, this makes no sense at all. And yet it doesn't phase them in the slightest. And they seem to continue on. I got to go on to another caller, but thank you so much for the call, Joey in Florida. It's great to know, that, you know, hopefully in some way InfoWars has helped this year be a little bit less bad for some people. Not that it can be good in those circumstances, but at least you know you're not alone and you don't have to be, you know, subject to all of this, just looking around going, what the hell is going on? You know what's going on. And that in and of itself is a source of strength, hopefully for those out there suffering this year. Thanks so much for the call, Joey. Let's go to Ronald in Texas. Thanks so much for calling and thank you for holding. You have a question about the vaccine or, something you think about the vaccine. Thanks for calling in, Ronald. You're on the air.
Yeah, I saw the interview yesterday with Del Bigtree and the evidence that he had on the war room.
Yeah.
And I think that they're not realizing a big issue with that is he talks about the vaccine enhanced disease, the cytokine storm of death, basically, to the animals, and with the testing of that. And I don't think that they realize that the vaccine could be weaponized to basically have a viral trigger at a later date that can be released. So everybody that gets the vaccine has this cytokine storm reaction. And I'm concerned that they're not looking at it from that angle to see that possibility because, you know, they're going to vaccinate the military first and all these first line responders. And so at some later date, the country that gets the vaccination that basically has a cytokine storm reaction can get the virus, a different virus, of course, that they've, through gain of function, utilized to burn through a community. I mean, if we get it and it takes out our military and things, then basically they bring down the whole nation in one fell swoop, and everybody getting vaccinated right now could possibly be getting weaponized for that cytokine storm.
Right. So the vaccination now is almost like a ticking time bomb that will be activated when another geoengineered virus is introduced to the population. It makes you – and, you know, this really isn't speculation. There was a lot of comments earlier this year about speculating whether the flu shot increased the likelihood that you'd get COVID-19. I'm not sure if they ever came to any conclusions about this, but it was one of the speculations why elderly people were getting it at such a high rate is because the elderly population is the most flu vaccinated. They give the flu vaccine and maybe that weakens the immune system for COVID to come in, and something similar to that where you get the COVID vaccine and it might be preparing your body to be very receptive to another disease coming down the line. Do I have that right, Ronald?
Yeah, well, even so, the vaccination that they're giving out may not even be for COVID because we're not even sure about COVID, right?
Yeah.
But what it could be is basically a setup where everybody gets vaccinated. The fear is fomented to get vaccinated. The vaccination sits there as a sleeping weapon, and then they release the gain-of-function virus that the vaccination was designed for, maybe with the 129 Chi-Coms that were working in the industry. Who knows?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
you know. All
I got all that information in this stack here, and I plan to go through it tomorrow. Just like what you're talking about, the fact that these vaccines were developed by and are in many cases manufactured in communist China. So yeah, the people that say America will not survive this, America will go down because of this, are the ones making the vaccine. So yeah, I think your theory has weight.
Where did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Great Reset is here. World government has openly been announced, and its plan is to bankrupt you and your family and to make you so poor you're forced onto a universal guaranteed income, forced inoculations, and you must pledge allegiance to the leftist globalist system. That's why it's important to pray to God, be politically active, and get prepared for self-defense and to be able to store food and other emergency products that you and your family need so you're not dependent on the system. We have the best storable food at the lowest price you're going to find. All the other big competitors have already gone up on their prices, but our supplier has high quality food in stock, ready to ship to you. And by January 8th, they're going to have to raise prices some. So take advantage now, preparewithalex.com. And on top of that, you can save up to $850 off their regular rates. Go to preparewithalex.com today. You've got until January 8th, and the profit that comes in then helps fund the info war, fighting for America, fighting for justice, fighting for freedom, a true 360 win.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you're laid up with a breakdown, throw away your vitamins.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go right out to your phone calls in just a moment. You know, we played that great video by Darren McBreen earlier showing some of the celebrities, well-known personalities that have passed away this year, including Alex Trebek and Sean Connery and others. There's another list as well of people who did not make it through this year. And they weren't celebrities, but their lives mattered just as much and yet were cut short, and they were hardly cared about, even in death. In fact, many of them were abused and their families abused after they died. And these are, of course, the victims of the riots and the Black Lives Matter victims who were killed by activists, sometimes gunned down in cold blood, sometimes beaten to death. And there have been many of these. Some of the most heartbreaking are, I believe her name was Jessica Dottie Whitaker. That's what it is. Jessica Dottie Whitaker. She apparently said all lives matter and was then shot, was gunned down, was murdered by a group of Black Lives Matter activists. Her killer was never caught, but when they tried to hold a memorial for this young woman, this mother, young mother, cut down in her prime for saying all lives matter, a victim of the Black Lives Matter group, the Facebook event for that memorial was hounded by people telling her her life didn't matter, telling her family she deserved to die for daring to oppose their racist dictates. And they actually had to cancel the memorial because of the aggression and hatred of Black Lives Matter. So kill this woman and then mob her family after her death to mock them and humiliate them and force them to not hold a memorial for their dead daughter or her son's passed away mother. Horrible stuff. And then, of course, you had Aaron J. Danielson gunned down by a radical Antifa Black Lives Matter activist who was then interviewed and given a puff piece by Vice magazine. So they'll kill you and then they'll kill your give your killer a puff piece. They'll give him 30 minutes to say why you deserve to die. This is the world that we're in. That guy was hunted. He was literally, the guy was walking down the street, leaving a protest. He's a free speech warrior. He's a Patriot Prayer member. I'm not even sure if he was a Patriot Prayer member. He was just at an event at Patriot Prayer in Portland, Oregon. This scumbag, this now lying in the dirt piece of trash with the Black Lives Matter fist on his neck, hid and stalked him like he was hunting him, popped out and shot him in the chest, and then Vice News celebrated him as a hero. This is what happened this year. And the list goes on and on, of course, over 30 dead from these riots. Absolutely horrific stuff. But that was this year. And it will continue to be our situation if we don't do something drastic to stop it. Let's go out to your phone calls now. Stephen in Florida, scandemic in the scam election. It's been a year of scams, hasn't it, Stephen?
Yeah, yes, sir. You're right about that, Harrison. I wanted to say, first of all, that what you were just citing before I get to what I called about, these people with Black Lives Matter, and look, I'm not a racist, except that I run 5Ks and 10Ks and half marathons. That's how I'm a racist. Okay. But the thing I want to say is that these scum, to do something like they did to that woman and then to her family with the memorial, et cetera, I want to remind them there's a God in heaven you're going to stand before and give an account to. So you may get away with this garbage on earth, but you're going to stand in a courtroom one day where everything's going to be brought up, and then he's going to cast you into hell. So you better repent and get saved by Jesus Christ, because you're not going to get away with your crimes. That kind of junk infuriates me.
Man, even what you just said is a example of mercy. You know, it's such a Christian thing to go, I want your soul to be saved. I want you to repent. It's like, you know, the human reaction is like, oh, you murdered a young mother and then mocked her family. I think you should be flayed alive. I think you should have your skin ripped off in strips. Like, that's the human, that's actually the natural reaction, I think. It's almost unnatural, and it's divine to be like, you, for your own good, you need to repent. And I would love to help you save your soul and have you apologize for this. It's like, even just that and hoping these people can save their souls is like an act of mercy on your part. And let's not also forget the two police officers in California who were shot in the face by a Black Lives Matter activist. And then Black Lives Matter rallied outside of the hospital to tell them that they hoped that they would die. So two police officers, rookie officers, shot in the face as they're sitting in their patrol car. Then Black Lives Matter goes to the hospital, say, to chant, you know, we hope you die, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. So absolutely horrific, but very good point, Stephen. It's like, there is hope for these people. If they repent, if they find God, I mean, I hope they do before they pass over. It's their only hope. But yeah, good point, Stephen.
Now, here's what I wanted to mainly say. Okay, top story for the year. I have to say I'm torn between, there's two. And let me put it this way, okay? People talk about Jesus Christ. What's most important, his virgin birth, his sinless life, his atoning death, or his almighty resurrection? You can't have one without the others. They all tie together. In the same way, I see the top story of the year, I'd summarize it in the word scam. Mm. First of all, the scamdemic, and then the scam election. They're tied together. The string that ties those together is the bond is China, and yes, those in America who have colluded with them to do both. Okay, and so here's what I want to say. I called yesterday about the election fraud and everything, and as hard as that is, I think that can be overcome. There's enough evidence, and something big is fixing to happen with Trump and everybody working with him. But it's the scamdemic. I see, and you just had a guy call in from Polk County where I used to live. I'm one county north of that in Osceola. And the thing is that I see everywhere people wearing these stupid face diapers, as Alex calls them, okay, these masks. And I actually called the bus company I use here, Lynx, and complained, and I told them, you need to take these signs off the buses saying mandatory face covering. There is no mandate. You can't force us to wear masks. But the problem, Harrison, is that most people are going along with this.
Yep.
And what this comes down to is what Charlotte Thompson Iserby, that Alex interviewed many times, she wrote a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. They prepped America for this with all the stupid phones, as I call them. People stare at them all day like they're their life. And, of course, then all the propaganda through the media, et cetera. But what this all comes down to is this. You have a deliberate dumbing down of our Christianity in America. Most of what's called Christianity, it's fake. But they've replaced the Bible with perversions of the Word of God. And I mean the King James Version. That's the only one that's 100% accurate in English. They've replaced true worship with entertainment. And then this pre-trib rapture theory where people think Jesus is going to come and beam them up out of here before it gets really bad. And so because of the fact that most Christians in America aren't prepared for what's coming, most Americans aren't prepared for what's coming, and we're in for a very rude awakening, Harrison. I hate to say this. I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm not a pessimist, but I'm not an optimist. I'm a realist. I live in the reality of biblical truth, and that's what this comes down to. It's truth versus lies, reality versus fiction, and one or the other, that's going to determine the way you live. And so I want to say that, man, people, wake up, because you're being scammed. And in fact, I'll end with this. The Apostle Paul talks about in 2 Thessalonians 2:2 that because people loved unrighteousness and did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And that's what the Antichrist is coming down to. So people, wake up. Say no to this. You know, I believe Jesus is coming for his church, but he's going to do a house cleaning first. But because people don't believe we're going to go through tribulation, they don't see resisting it. They just say, prophecy, it's being fulfilled. You know, this is inevitable. Yeah. But the thing is, God doesn't ever tell us to go along with it. He says, stand against it. Take a stand against the evil. And if you don't do that, you're complicit with it. You got to stand up for what's right. Speak out. Preach the gospel. Speak against the evil. And do what you can before it's too late. Because our kids are being affected by this. That's why the Satanist pedophiles are getting away with what they're doing. And all the people that are murdering children in the womb. I'm sick of this. And I'm sorry to sound this way. But I'm just like, yeah. I get angry at this stuff because I know what's going on, and I won't shut up and sit down and go away. I'm going to speak out against Satan and his crowd and all the dumbing down and the false information, and stand for the truth of Jesus Christ, because when this is all said and done, that's all that matters.
I don't think you should calm down. I'm glad you're that mad. I wish everybody was as mad as you, because you're right on the money. You're exactly right. It's a world of lies, and we tear it down by exposing it, not by just ignoring it. We have to fight back, or else we lose everything we've ever had. Thank you so much.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, folks, it's American Journal. The third hour has begun. Infowars.com and band.video brought to you entirely by InfowarsStore.com. Everything we do here, from political activism to the shows that you see to the research to the great videos that we put out, every piece of it is brought to you by InfowarsStore.com and InfoWarriors like you going there to take advantage of our incredible sales. We do something on this show. It is a call-in show. If I can keep my freaking mouth shut, then the majority of the show should be callers, if I can resist the urge to ramble. It's mostly callers, and the top three calls will always be included in a little highlight reel posted on band.video that day. A lot of great competition for those top spots today. It's going to be hard to choose. I think that last caller may have just edged out another for one of those top spots. Really incredible stuff. So we'll go back to your phone calls just as soon as we get back from the next commercial break. But first, I want to play this video. We used to play it all the time. We still play it pretty regularly, but I think it's worth revisiting, especially from what one of our older callers or our previous callers said about how they've prepared the world for this. And that's exactly what this Alex Jones rant is talking about, how they have prepared and set the stage for this. And now so much of the world and America is too weak to resist the final inoculation. Here it is. It's Alex Jones in the video. This is why they banned Alex Jones.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing, using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere,
built me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Folks, that video was from 2018. That video was 3 years ago at this point. You think we didn't know what was coming? We knew what was coming.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID is the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The third hour has begun on this New Year's Eve, December 31st edition of American Journal. As we say goodbye to the year 2020, we look back at some of the biggest stories of the day, and we're getting your opinion on what that may be. There is still some news happening today, and we'll bring you updates on that as it happens. President Trump will officially be speaking at the D.C. MAGA March on December 6th, so that is less than 1 week away, I believe, right? Next Wednesday. And today's Thursday. So next Wednesday in Washington, D.C., InfoWars will be there. President Trump will be there speaking at the D.C. MAGA March. We expect an unprecedented number of patriots to show up in our capital city. Trump has also now gone back to D.C., sort of a surprise move. He has spent the last 3 years, New Year's Eve, he spends at Mar-a-Lago at the New Year's Eve party there. He was supposed to do that tonight. He was supposed to be there, but he has made a surprise move back to Washington, D.C., and there's speculation that something may be occurring that requires his attention. Here's another major story from this year that we cannot overlook. It was when I cracked myself up. I have bookmarks sorted by stuff. And one of the headlines is, Smithsonian says, whiteness is love, whiteness is life. Because that was essentially what I came away with this publication by the Smithsonian talking about assumptions and aspects of whiteness and white culture, where they basically ascribe everything good, decent, lovely, and righteous to white people. They're like, oh, white people, they're the ones with families. They're the ones who like individualism and want you to be free. They like objective, rational, linear thinking. It's all these great, wonderful, gorgeous things, and they say it's white culture and it must be destroyed. And you're serving their white supremacy if you dare to believe in such things as individualism and the nuclear family and science. It's like that's whiteness, religion, belief of God. That's being a white supremacist. Just another one of these great, great contributions to racial togetherness from our friends down the road at the Smithsonian. Amazing. Written by Judith H. Katz, a white Jewish person, by the way. So not even a black person writing this. Not even a non-white person writing this. I guess that's debatable, but there you go. Here's another major story from this year that didn't get nearly the amount of attention it deserves. Whistleblowing detective says police chiefs should face charges over Asian grooming gang scandal that saw 97 men let free or to rape and abuse 57 young girls because officers feared the arrests would stoke racial tensions. So there you go. You ask what the consequence of the racial agitation is. The racial fear being injected into Western populations. Don't do that. You'll be racist. Don't arrest that child rapist. You'll be a racist. They're like, oh, I don't want to be a racist. I better just let 57 young girls have their lives destroyed. That's the better option, isn't it? It's literally incredibly dangerous. The stuff that they are pumping in to the population and convincing people to let criminals go or else you're a racist. That was a major, major story that came out that barely got any attention. Just like this next one from the 16th of July, 2020. We are a pile of misery is the quotes. Victims of Germany's child molesting experiment. This was an experiment carried out. It's one word for it by Germany where they put, I mean, just incredible, by a sexologist, Helmut Kintler, who turned orphans over to pedophiles. Go live with a pedophile, young orphan. It's an experiment we're running. Children have been at the receiving end of so much abuse over the years, and this year it's come to light just how pervasive it is as, once again, the mask comes off and they're basically like, yeah, we did. We took orphans who lost their parents and were poor, you know, literally the most vulnerable individuals in the history of the world, right? Children that have no parents have to rely on the state to take care of them. What does the state do? It says, hey, go live with this guy. He's a pedophile. Yeah, that's what we'll do. This is the consequence of all of this BS going forward. RT reports foster home child abuse victim, one of the greatest crimes since World War II. And it basically went unnoticed here in America when this was revealed. Not if InfoWars has anything to do about it. We'll keep talking about it, even if no one else does. Back out to your phone calls. Now we go to Jonathan in South Carolina. Thanks so much for calling in, Jonathan, and thank you for holding. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Harrison, how you doing?
Quite well, thank you.
Right on, man. Hey, I have to say, I think you are an excellent host.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, sir. It's refreshing.
Thank you very much. I do my best.
I can't remember exactly what it was. I know it was you that I heard it from. But I would have to just say kind of anything about CERN and the Large Hadron Collider. I think that that's something that is very easily in our face and yet at the same time completely hidden, because it's a little over most people's pay grade to even really think or care much about. But when Alex goes on and on about these people sitting there having communications with entities from the other world and other dimensions, and they're giving them instructions to build things so that they can either get into this dimension or just basically murder us.
Mm.
That's where a lot of it's going on. I personally don't think that it would be a human thought or mission to try to create something inside, you know, a space on the Earth that could potentially swallow the solar system. Like,
right.
That's what they're thinking. They're like, well, you know, it could swallow the solar system, but yeah, let's do this thing. I just have a feeling that there's rewards that they've been promised or motivations that we couldn't possibly imagine why they would be doing stuff like this. And I just have a feeling that stuff like that's going to be a big part of Project Bluebeam, which is going to be coming out next after the COVID thing. We will hear about aliens. That will happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. That seems to be coming down the line, and we covered it yesterday, I guess, with the 180-day schedule to release. And it's so funny, you know, if you aren't an info warrior, it might seem totally baffling, some of the stuff that we do on this show. Here you are talking about CERN, this Large Hadron Collider, very highly scientific. They're making massive discoveries. You would think, you know, the B-roll we would play behind this would be wires and tubes and stuff. Instead, it's like, what, they're playing some weird pagan ritual? What does that have to do with it? And it's only if you already know, it's only if you're already aware of what's going on. It makes perfect sense because we know that this was, I believe, a ceremony for the opening of a bridge near CERN. And it's literal satanic ceremonies being held in public in celebration of some of this material. And, the CERN has similar videos with it. People capturing, you know, these weird satanic rituals being held in CERN and the 666 logo that you see here. Of CERN, and they have the Hindu goddess of destruction out in front. There it is. And, you know, there's videos of these people wearing hoods and robes as they like worship this statue that's supposed to be high. It's supposed to be highly scientific. So, I mean, yeah, I think part of the deception that they do is making people think that all of this is very scientific. Trust the science. Just trust the science. Meanwhile, the scientists are like literally praising Satan and worshiping Satan and like, holding mock human sacrifices. This is from The Guardian. Mock human sacrifice at CERN. Here's the video. And there's the video. It's literally people in black robes holding some sort of ceremony at CERN, at the Large Hadron Collider. And then more of this just weird anti-human. I mean, you would think, you know, I mean, who decides that this is what they're going to do? Who are all these people participating in this? Who funded this? What is the purpose? What is the meaning behind this symbolism? Of course, if you look into it, it's pretty easy to find out, but you're exactly right. It's this weirdness going on at CERN and other places. And once you sort of open your mind to it and open your eyes to it, you realize there is no contradiction between the science that they're practicing and the weird, perverted, cultish, satanic rituals that they're also practicing only in secret. No, they're all tied together. They're all working towards the same end. It's the destruction of humanity, the usurpation of God by humans who wish to unseat God and replace him with themselves.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and of course the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other, so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is going to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack,
40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
One of the most amazing things about this year has been the cartoonishly overt, willful ignorance of the mainstream media. Willful ignorance to really a the level of parody. I mean, and you can think of so many examples, but, you know, the most obvious one to me is, like, you defund the police, there's a massive spike in crime, and then they all look around going, what caused, what? How could there be a spike in crime? It's like, I don't know. God, we don't know. We're trying to figure it out. They're like suggesting all this stuff. They're like, we think COVID is to blame for the spike in violence. Is it? But what could it be? Here's the story from VDare. Experts say the spike in violence defies easy explanation. That's from the AP. They're just like, what could it be? what could it be? I mean, we defunded the police. We encouraged riots. Now there's massive amounts of violence. God, what could have caused it? We don't know. We're really trying to figure it out super hard, and it's just not coming to us. We really can't figure out what it is. All these mostly peaceful protests, they can't be the cause of it. Certainly not. What an outrageous thing to suggest. Police pin rise in murders on an unusual suspect. COVID, awash in new firearms. It's like, is it COVID? Is it climate change? Could it be climate change causing all these murders? It's probably racism and climate change is what's causing all these murders after we defunded the police. It's like, it's the New York Times, it's the AP, they're just like, they're not dumb. These people aren't dumb. This is willful ignorance. This is willful. This is purposeful. Same thing where it's like, all right, let's see, we had a massive protest. Tens of thousands of people on the street, no mask, no social distancing, you know, elbow to elbow, yelling, screaming, jostling each other around, just tens of thousands of people for days on end, no limitations whatsoever in every city across America. Well, and then COVID spiked. God, what could have been the cause of that spike? What could it have been? If only our lauded, our venerated media could come to some conclusion about what could have caused this spike. We just don't know. Oh, but the New York Times thinks they have an answer. They think they know what caused this spike immediately after the protest. It's churches. New York Times comes out saying it's the churches have caused a spike. their headline on July 10th, right? 1 month after these massive, right? The main big, protests were in like May and June. And then there's a 2 week incubation period and then COVID spikes. And then they're like, darn churches, those darn churches. And they've changed the headline, by the way. Here's the new headline. Churches were eager to reopen. Now they're confronting coronavirus cases. Thankfully, Google has a cache system. We can see what that original headline is. And it was churches emerge as major source of coronavirus cases. The spike was caused by churches, probably, is what we think it might have been. You can see it on the headline there. And this is, it's been another case of, that they've perpetuated throughout 2020 is just changing headlines, just changing information, just changing articles, not even mentioning it. Changing scientific papers, they don't even mention why or how. And I found this yesterday when I was researching for the vaccine side effect report that I'm going to do tomorrow. There was an announcement. It was like information for medical professionals in the UK put out by the UK government with Pfizer. And originally it said it is unknown the impact on fertility. And I went to find that quote to put it in my stack and it wasn't there. Instead, it was like it is scientific tests. With animals have not confirmed whether or not there is an impact on fertility. It was like it was differently worded. And this is what gaslighting is. Everybody uses this term gaslighting. Gaslighting is when they want to make you think you're crazy. So, you know, the way I imagine is like, say you had like a bunch of friends you went to camp with when you were young. And then years later, you're like, hey, remember how much fun camp was? And all your friends together are like, dude, we never went to camp. No, we never went to camp. And you're sitting there like, no, I have all these memories of us in camp. And they're all looking at each other like, dude, we never went to camp together. Not once did we go to camp together. I've never been to that camp. I don't know what you're talking about. And then you're sitting there going, what are these memories I have? Am I crazy? Did I make this up? Who were those people? And then you think you're crazy, right? That's what happens when they change stuff like this, where it's like, I'm like, I know I read that. I know I read that. I have it written down right here. I wrote down, we do not know the impact on fertility. Why is it different now? Why has it changed? There's no record of it changing. There's no log. Here's where we change this. This is new. It's the same URL. It's the same everything. It's like they just change it and then go, what? You're crazy, man. You're crazy. That never said that. What are you talking about? But no, I'm right because Google has a cache and you can go back in time and see what it originally was. Thank God. It's been memory hold. It's the memory hold from 1984 and that's where we are now. Sorry. I'm still talking when I should be going to your calls. Jay in Kentucky's called in and he's holding. And I appreciate him for doing so. Thanks so much for calling, Jay. You are on the air.
Hello, Mr. Smith.
Hello.
I spoke with you on your birthday, but I didn't tell you happy birthday.
How dare you? No, thank you very much. I appreciate it, sir.
You know, most important thing that happened this year, I guess, to me, I guess, is people waking up and realizing that the news is a bunch of fallacy that's put out there to promote whatever propaganda it is to get us to where they want us to be, and it's pretty ugly. I get a lot of disappointment in last year and in the year before. I was hoping to see some people going to jail, and I was hoping that William Barr might straighten things out in the government there, and I was hoping the same thing with that Jeff Sessions. But it didn't happen. And as for the election, you know, when Donald Trump is on stage there on the 6th, I hope that I hope things go his way, and I hope he is as brilliant as people think he is, or some people think he is, and I hope he's got a plan to right the wrongs of all the people that are in the government. I mean, there's so many wrongs, the list goes on. I'm a lot fired up, but I after hearing that couple of your callers, I'm just as fired up. I would really like to just get a 1099 at my job and not pay any taxes also. But I don't know. There's just so much to talk about. And people call me today because I listen to your show and Alex and Owen and all the guests that you have. And people are always calling me, asking what's going on, what's going on, what's going on. Because
right.
As a truck driver, I got a lot of time to listen. And the more I listen, sometimes it gets a little depressing and sometimes it gets a little exhilarating and a little optimism. And I'm all over the place. It kind of depends on where you guys steer me, which I try to use my own good common sense to figure out what's going on and
sure.
prepare for tomorrow. But living in today is, I'm looking forward to the 5th. I want to see something happen. I really wanted to see it happen on the 23rd.
Yeah, and there's been so, as you point out, there's been so many opportunities to set things right that have just gone missed, and it's very easy to lose hope in everything because you're just disappointed time and time again. And you know, I talked about it yesterday too, and this is what I hope we can do. I hope we can show you the reality. I hope we can tell you how dangerous and how deadly it really is, this new world order and everything we're facing, while at the same time giving you hope and saying, now you're aware. Now it's time to fight back. Now you can stand up for yourself and destroy them. I hope we can do that.
Fight for Trump.
On January 6th in Washington, D.C.
Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny has just begun.
It's 1776 time!
On November 14th, hundreds of thousands of American patriots gathered in the nation's capital to stop the biggest election steal in American history.
America is going under leftist martial law, and if the communist Chinese agent, Joe Biden, is able to get in there, he will put America under permanent lockdown siege until we're brought to our knees.
Hundreds of thousands returned to D.C. in December.
We will never give up. We will never surrender. We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist New World Order.
January 6th, fight for Trump, D.C. Be there.
We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fox has betrayed President Trump, as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back to the program. It's American Journal here on Infowars.com. I'm going to shut up and go straight to the calls. Right after I do tell you about the Supercharged 2021 New Year's special. It's up to 60% off our top-selling products. It's 25% off Pollen Block and Dr. Jones's Naturals Activated Charcoal Toothpaste, two incredible products that we have a hard time keeping on our shelves. And yet we have a new shipment here. It's a limited supply because of supply chain issues, but it's still 25% off. We're still giving you a deal on it, so go and stock up on this while you still can before we sell out. It's Pollen Block and Dr. Jones's Natural Activated Charcoal Toothpaste for 25% off, but most of the other supplements are even more discounted, up to 50% off, things like Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2. There's also the storable food prices are set to rise. This may be the last day. We may make a little bit of a grace period, but basically the suppliers of the storable food have told us that because of supply chain issues, because of rising demand, they're not going to be able to offer the same deals that they have this last year going into next year. So starting in January, we expect to see My Patriot Supply up some of the prices on some of the storable food. So if you want to take advantage of the lowest prices possible, you got to go right now to preparewithalex.com. That's preparewithalex.com. You can get up to $850 off your storable food supplies, and that lasts for 20 years, and it's delicious. Trust me, I eat it myself. Now, with that said, I'd like to go out to the phone calls. I have a call from a man named Patrick in Massachusetts. And whenever you get a call from a guy named Patrick in Massachusetts, the call screener needs to get a last name. I think I know who this is. I think this might be a friend of the show, but maybe not. Maybe not. We'll hear as soon as we answer. Patrick in Massachusetts, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, I think you know exactly
Yeah, I didn't know exactly who it was. How you doing,
Right. Bro? And first of all, you shouldn't say delicious. This is a problem I have with men, just in general. Men should not say the word delicious.
What if I'm sandals?
They shouldn't eat ice cream in public.
You would not say that if you have tried the cheesy mac and cheese from the storable food on InfoWars.com.
Well, don't you think there are things that men shouldn't do? Don't you think that?
Yeah. You know, be liberal, vote for Biden, that sort of thing. Why? You have some advice for us about being a man?
I don't think men should wear sandals. I don't think that they should eat ice cream in public. You can eat ice cream in your house, but not in public. And you definitely should not wear sandals.
Well, I'm going to wear sandals and eat ice cream in public, and I'm going to call it delicious just to spite you, Patrick. But no.
It's disgusting. I'm really disappointed. Look, you asked about the headline of this year that you thought was important, right? So I'm going to read a headline from Infowars.com. Trump set to release proof of Hunter Biden raping and torturing children in Chi-Com blackmail scheme. Share this bombshell report. Okay. Alex hung up the phone on me for calling him out on this. And I think it's, I'm owed an apology, right? Because Trump didn't release any proof of any such thing. And Alex said that I was gaslighting the audience, and he hung up the phone on me and he freaked out and whatever. And he screamed for like another 10 minutes. And I would like an apology.
So were there not porn videos released of Hunter Biden? Was there not an incredible amount of information about this that came out? And can we not go to big league politics and see this shock claim? Rudy Giuliani says Hunter Biden laptop had pictures of underage girls and bizarre text. And is he not in league with the Chi-Coms? Was this entire story not actively suppressed by the mainstream media and big tech, who came out and openly said there may be validity to it, but we're just not going to publish it? And is not the guy, the computer repairman who actually turned this laptop in and discovered this disgusting information, which is clearly blackmail worthy, right? Like, this is something that could easily be held over Hunter Biden's head, perhaps by the main spy chief of China, who was his business partner and shared an office with him. And now that guy is now suing Twitter because Twitter falsely defamed him in an attempt to obscure and discredit this exact story. Am I missing something here? Is it that Trump wasn't involved in it?
What I was saying is that the headline says, and you talked about headlines in your Twitter post, Trump set to release proof Hunter Biden raping and torturing children in Chi-Com blackmail scheme. You tell me where he raped or tortured a Chinese child. You tell me where it is.
Oh, I'd say that headline still true. It hasn't happened yet.
No, how is it true? Well,
we don't
have any proof.
I mean, this is what has been discussed. And as I read before, this is from Giuliani saying that Hunter Biden laptop had pictures of underage girls.
If you don't have proof, Harrison, obviously, you know that you can't make that statement if you don't have proof. As a journalist, you know that you can't go out and say that Hunter Biden raped and tortured kids unless you have proof of Hunter Biden raping and tortured kids. And you don't. So show me where it is.
If there are pornographic images of underage girls, is that not rape? Is that not a form of statutory?
Where do we have that?
It's all over the internet. I mean, this has come out. The pictures
you can prove that.
The pictures of with Hunter Biden?
Look, man, I'm telling you right now, you're putting yourself in the jackpot. If you say, are you saying that Hunter Biden raped children? Are you saying that personally, Harrison Smith? Are you saying that Hunter Biden actually raped kids?
I'm getting word from the crew right now. The answer is yes. The answer is a big fat yes.
I'm saying,
calm down, Patrick. Calm down. I'm saying that according to Rudy Giuliani, there are pictures of underage girls. Now I've seen some stuff. I don't know where it came from. Looked a heck of a lot like Hunter Biden. These have not been widely published, certainly not. But certain sections of the internet do have this material available if you care to search it out. After pedophilia accusations, Delaware cops refer Hunter Biden laptop case to the FBI. So here's my contention with everything that you're saying. You will not acknowledge everything wrong with this story. The fact that the connections with China, the Hunter Biden with underage girls, the weird family dynamic, like very weird stuff going on there. The fact that this guy, the fact that the press doesn't even ask Biden about this, the one or two times that he has been asked about this, he brushes it off and laughs at it. And you can actually hear the other reporters laugh like, Hunter Biden, you're going to bring that up. So it's been totally ignored. It's been completely censored. I mean, to me, it is one of the top stories of the entire year, the fact that big media and big tech together came together and said, there is something to this story, but we're going to not cover it. We have the CNN leaks from Project Veritas saying, obviously, we're not going to cover this story. Even though it's a very pertinent story, it would have massively changed people's minds when it came to the election. They would not have voted for Joe Biden if they knew the type of material that A, his son was involved in, allowing for blackmail, and B, that Joe Biden himself was personally involved in it. So it's like, it's this idea that's like, well, I burned down your shop and I killed your dog and I, you know, spray painted a swastika on the wall. But you're saying that I did it while wearing sandals and I object to that and I refuse it. It's like, this is a massive, massive story. Your concern should be about the fact that A, this is going on, and B, this is being covered up for by the mainstream media, big tech and others. And so if you want to get, you know, individually, you know, picking out things, that's like, we got material, we got reports, we got information that something was about to happen. Now, if that thing has not yet come to pass or didn't come to pass, okay, that's fine. A lot of stuff like that happens. You know, sometimes something's going to happen and then something else occurs. And so that first thing is no longer going to happen. So I don't know. I didn't make that claim, but I do have the headlines that seem to provide bountiful evidence that there's something very, very strange going on here, including material with underage girls, with underage foreign girls. And I mean, there's the Senate. Wait a second. There was a Senate investigation that came out that he had taken advantage of human trafficking, that Hunter Biden had actually been involved with human trafficking. That was a Senate report. I've totally forgot about that. Yeah, so the answer is yes. The answer to your question, big fat yes. Hunter Biden absolutely involved from all of the evidence that we have and that hasn't been hidden or obscured. Yeah, that's what happened.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in.
delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your pollen block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your pollen block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Great Reset is here. World government has openly been announced, and its plan is to bankrupt you and your family and to make you so poor you're forced onto a universal guaranteed income, worse than inoculations, and you must pledge allegiance to the leftist globalist system. That's why it's important to pray to God, be politically active, and get prepared for self-defense and to be able to store food and other emergency products that you and your family need so you're not dependent on the system. We have the best storable food at the lowest price you're going to find. All the other big competitors have already gone up on their prices, but our supplier has high quality food in stock, ready to ship to you. And by January 8th, they're going to have to raise prices some. So take advantage now, preparewithalex.com. And on top of that, you can save up to $850 off their regular rates. Go to preparewithalex.com today. You've got until January 8th, and the profit that comes in then helps fund the info war, fighting for America, fighting for justice, fighting for freedom, a true 360 win.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and of course the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Yeah, I really like Patrick, who, a.k.a. Brad Chadford. He's a good man. He really is. I always enjoy spending time with him, being friends. We've been to rallies and stuff together. But he baffles me. He really does baffle me. And I do appreciate his call. And congratulations, first liberal to call into American Journal. First liberal with the bravery to face the fire that is American Journal. So congratulations on that. But he's a good guy. And, you know, we razz each other and we sort of mock each other and whatever. And it's fun. It's all in good fun. That's how America should be. We should be able to disagree and kind of razz each other and then be like, hey, but you're a good guy at the end of it. You know, we're all Americans together. And he's a patriot. He really is. He's, you know, he was in the Navy and all that. He's a good guy and does a good show. But it's like you got Hunter Biden blackmailed by the Chinese, working with the spies, you know, Chi-Com agents, all totally open, covered up by, I mean, this is a massive scandal. And you're concerned that like an Alex Jones prediction didn't come true, or like information that we got, you know, didn't come to fruition. Something changed, you know, behind the scenes, but not really, but really like the substance of the claim was true and is there and proved by Senate investigation and others. It's like, is that really what you're concerned about here? The prediction, but nothing about Hunter. You're not concerned about that. I don't know. But anyway, good call. And I do appreciate it. And all love to our friends on the other side of the aisle. We hope you wake up one day soon. Let's go out to the phone calls here in this last segment of the year for American Journal. It's Brett in Kansas. Let's talk about the MAGA March and January 6th. Thanks so much for calling in, Brett. You're on the air. Brett in Kansas.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello.
I hear you now.
All right, cool. I just want to talk about the patriotic response we're seeing across country. Even me, just being a little guy, we just decided for the first Stop the Steal event that was in D.C., we were going to just the Patriots that wanted to be there but couldn't, and help bridge a gap between them with the Patriots that want to be there but can't afford it because of COVID. So we were matching donations people were sending us to just link up Patriots from like New Jersey, Florida, Georgia, Michigan. And they were chipping in, and we were helping get these Patriots on buses, back and forth, paying for their trips.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we wanted to do a little bit more. So now what we're doing is I heard that one caller say, and this is, I'm a first-time caller. I've never called you guys before, but I heard him say we need to start doing these chats in every state. So we did that, actually. We launched a Discord. And it's got all 50 states. You can go there for news. We post like live streams that are up. Like you guys, we have a section for like band news.
It's awesome.
Buried and stuff. We got music. The patriotic response that we're seeing in music also from like you got Loza Alexander. A lot of people don't know about him. He's coming up in music, talking about Proud Boys songs. So
yeah, there's a lot of there's a lot of good like right wing music coming out now. Like it's good music, not just good because of the content, but like you want to listen to it. It's enjoyable and it's also got a good message. So that's great to hear. Is this a public Discord? Can you give out the name of it, or how does that work?
If you want to, you can go on Parler. Why aren't you on Parler, man? You can barely even post.
I know.
Get you over there.
I know. I'm on Parler. I have an account. I just never go on there, and I don't know. I'm too overwhelmed with what's going on Twitter. It's like the idea of adding another social media site to me is like, but it's there, you know, and I'll be kicked off Twitter soon. Dude, trust me. I will not be on Twitter much longer. They'll find me.
That's why I moved over to Parler, just because I already got chopped. So
yeah Patriots, I'm holding out.
That's as simple as that. Send Patriots, S-E-N-D Patriots. That's the handle on Parler. We're only on Parler. It's like five of us that run the page and handle like all the crunch and numbers for logistics and stuff. We're about to rent the RV for Kansas. Also in that Discord, there's caravans, so you can check that out. Not awesome. Many people in it. We just launched it, but the other one got taken down, so we're actually relaunching one. But yeah, check it out. We want leaders in each state to start organizing. We want to have Patriot festivals where, you know, we got small businesses being sponsored out there and everyone can shop and kind of have like a flea market, but Trump rally mix. That'd be cool. But
that's such a good idea.
Yeah, we want to start doing the baby steps now so we can do that later. And we need Patriots to join this and start getting their friends in there too. So, but yeah, God bless you guys. I appreciate you. Just wanted to offer up an option and a solution to that.
That's exactly what we need, man. And that's what this show should be all about. And that's what InfoWars is all about. It's not about us. It's not about, you know, what we do. It's about everybody out there, you know, doing it themselves. And this is exactly what we need, like a decentralized power structure where in every state there are people like yourself, Brett, who are putting this together, organizing together, helping to, you know, share funds, get somebody something they need, find a good business with a patriotic owner, invite him out to a festival, you know, boost his sales, tell other people in the area where to go. It's like, this is exactly what we need. And this is what I want people calling in and sharing so they can organize offsite, off InfoWars, organize, you know, infiltrate big tech or use the alt tech like Parler and, you know, really make stuff happen on the ground. That's what we need. So it's sendpatriots@parlor, S-E-N-D Patriots. I will be following that, and I'll try to get on Parler more. I will try to get on Parler more. I like Twitter because it's got everybody on it, and so as long as I have not yet been kicked from that platform, I'll probably still use it. But I'll try to add Parler to the rotation. I don't want to be missing out on great things like you're talking about. Let's go to our final caller of the show. Final caller of the year. It's Terry in California, who's called back from yesterday. Terry, you had some good information that you were sharing with us yesterday. You got 2 minutes here today. What else do you want to tell people? And have you uploaded your videos yet? You were talking about going around the country, filming a bunch of great events, but we want to know where to see that video, where to find this information that you're sharing. Terry, you're on the air. Oh no. Luckily, we have another Terry waiting in the wings. It's Terry in Ohio. T-E-R-I this time. Thank you so much for calling, Terry in Ohio. You are on the air.
Hi, Harrison. I'd like to thank you and InfoWars for all that you do to make America free again.
My pleasure. That's the goal, isn't it?
It is, indeed. But some champions are better able to do the job for us than others. So for me, the biggest story of 2020 is the story that wasn't. Mm. It was never reported. With all the mask mandates implemented as a response to the virus that is airborne, travels 30 meters or 90 feet, is less than 1 micron, which renders masks ineffective.
Yep.
Where is the parallel HVAC mandate for those large conglomerates that are allowed to remain open for business?
Oh, so you're saying like HVAC, like the air conditioning units that's circling around all this material should have.
Exactly. We know from the days of Legionnaires' disease that the HVAC system can profit or can be a primary source of disease propagation.
Mm.
So where is that addressed in any of these governmental mandates?
Yeah, that's, you know, it goes to a larger problem, which is there are solutions available. There are things that could be done that wouldn't infringe on your liberties, wouldn't box you in or lock you in your home like a prisoner, wouldn't, you know, strap a diaper to your face, but would actually help. I think the HVAC system is one that isn't talked about very much. Heard a thing here or there, but there's definitely information out there going, hey, you know, this person had coronavirus here, and then the air conditioning picked up that coronavirus and sent it down, and, you know, this person quarantined in another room actually got it through the HVAC system. I've definitely heard of that. I've heard of it even going through plumbing in certain places, places with bad construction like China. The disease will actually, like, it's in your waste, and then it'll spread to other apartments, like kind of nasty stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff like that. And then, you know, one of the stories I've been looking at recently is the fact that UV light apparently destroys this stuff. 99.99% of COVID-19 germs are killed in 30 seconds with UV lights. So how about instead of locking down businesses? Like I would stand in a UV light for 30 seconds before going into a restaurant. I'd much rather do that than have to wear masks or have to contact trace or anything like that. Why don't we have things like UV lights or filters on HVAC systems? And I think what you're pointing out is, you know, contributes to a larger trend of simple, not liberty destroying things that could be done that aren't even being talked about because they don't really care about COVID. They want to enslave you in COVID as an excuse. What do you think about that, Terry?
It's hypocrisy, isn't it? That I must protect myself and others, but hospitals, nursing homes, these, quote, necessary businesses don't have to do the same thing, even though historically with the Legionnaire's disease, we've seen that the HVAC system is a key and primary source of propagation. So it just doesn't make any sense.
Wow. Yeah, that's such a good point. Thank you so much for the call, Terry. It's the top story that wasn't, the top story that nobody talked about, a simple solution or at least something that could be done that could, you know, actually help prevent this disease that nobody's even talking about. And there's lots of examples like that, but I think that's a great one, the HVAC systems. And heck, if you're one of the companies that is allowed to stay open, if you're something like Walmart or Target and you've made billions of dollars this year, you've grown more this year than ever before, or if you're an Amazon warehouse making trillions of dollars this year off of everybody else being forced to shut down, then I think you can pay for this. I think you could afford to implement some of these solutions rather than pushing that cost and pushing that, you know, curtailment of liberty onto the people shopping at your store. Great idea, man. This has been the best show of callers we've had yet, and it'll be even better tomorrow. Join us then.